I know you told me to relax and enjoy my time alone today while you were at work, but I can't do that because I just can't seem to stop thinking about you. As I laid in bed this morning, half awake, watching the blurry image of you adjusting your collar under your coat in the mirror, I already wished you were on your way home to me. The truth is, you've got me completely wrapped around your finger, smitten, obsessed, completely obsessed with you. And I know that you like it when I send you photos and voice recordings under your instruction while we're apart, so I thought I just might take all this excess time I have today and put it towards explaining to you in detail how taken I am with you. How completely yours I am. I have a tendency to get a little carried away, especially with lovers. To have too much energy, to be too greedy, to need too much attention. And I feel like not only do you like that, you use it to your advantage. I like how you smile when I beg you to touch me. How your eyes fixate on my body as I remove each article of clothing you've instructed me to. Sometimes you barely blink. You look at me not with surprise or eagerness when I undress slowly in front of you, revealing what I'm wearing or not wearing underneath that silk robe you like so much. You look at me with familiar, comfortable lust. You aren't eager because you know I'll wait as long as you want me to, and I'm not going anywhere unless you say. You aren't surprised because you've seen me naked 100 times. 100 times before. You know it's coming. You look at me undressing the same way you'd sip your favorite fine wine or whiskey. Slowly, savoring, focusing on every detail, no matter how many times you've tasted it. It isn't just what I'm doing you like, or the fact that I'm following your orders. I know that you love how you can tell I'm enjoying going against my natural instincts to take, because I want so badly to give to you. To give you what you want. It makes me wet just thinking about it. Thinking about you quietly watching the silent battle I have with myself. In the beginning, I remember a lot of punishments. Do you? I easily just get so wrapped up, so intoxicated by you. I couldn't help myself. You'd leave and I'd touch myself to the thought of the session we'd just had. You'd text me and ask what I was doing. I'd never lie to you. So then I'd pay for it next time. I remember the first time when you immediately drove back to my place and edged me for another 2 hours until I was a mess, until I was pleading, writhing around on the floor, covered in my own juices and saliva, wanting so badly for you to make me come, and you were unaffected by my moans and trembling body. It was then I realized my place, when you were kneeling beside me on the floor with my face in your hands, your thumb gently stroking my cheek, asking me what I was. "I'm your good little slut," I said. You replied, "Good girl." I hadn't come. I hadn't done anything without you telling me. Yet I felt a level of pleasure and satisfaction I'd never experienced before. I'd never been told no, and now the word no is the sweetest, most arousing word I can think of. I've taken your shirt off the back of the bedroom chair so I can wear it, by the way. I just buttoned a couple of the buttons, had to roll up the sleeves because they drape over my hands quite a bit. It's comfortable, like a little dress, hangs just a touch below my ass. I can smell your cologne on the collar. It's making me need you quite badly, baby. I'm counting down the hours. Walking through the kitchen, dragging my fingertips along the countertops. They feel a little cold, and it's making me remember all the times you've lifted me onto it just in my panties. Feeling the cold against my ass and legs. I think every inch of this house has memories like that. God. My pussy is aching a little bit thinking about it. I hope I'm not distracting you too much. Making you shift in your chair or pull one of your earphones away from your ear for a brief moment to make sure no one else can hear the sound coming out. I like that you might be so immersed in my voice that you need to check. You wouldn't want anyone to hear, would you? I wouldn't. This is just for you, baby. Just to tell you how much I adore you. Because I think it might make you happy to know I've spent the whole day just thinking about how much I love pleasing you. And how hearing about it would also please you. All for you, sir. Thinking of your hands tightly gripping the underside of my thighs and lifting me onto this counter. Looking at me to admire the look of me waiting patiently for your instruction. My hands planted on either side of me. You know how badly I want to wrap my arms around your neck and my legs around your waist. I bite my lips a little staring at yours because I want to kiss you so desperately. I get lucky because you do first, which means I'm allowed to put my arms around you and slide my fingers in your hair. I can't help but tug on it a little bit, and it's something that you allow without saying, letting me sink into you with a small set of boundaries I've become accustomed to. Because you don't want to control everything about me, since you like me very much. And you like the way I kiss you and gently bite your lower lip. You gently and tenderly move your thumbs across my skin while we enjoy the intimacy, mutual attraction, and connection that we both revel in for a few blissful seconds. But as soon as I start moving my hips towards you, wanting to press my body against your torso, you correct me by tightening your grip on my waist and pushing me back. It's firm and quick. And I inhale sharply through my nose without removing my lips from yours. There's a pause. A brief, silent, still moment in which an understanding between us is reached. You know that sometimes I can lose focus and succumb to greediness that manifests in involuntary physical reactions like this, but in that moment, you know that I understand I've made a mistake. And that gets me a warning, not a punishment. So you slowly relax your hands, and we go back to kissing. I relax, and I try a little harder to focus. I really love those moments that you must remind me who's in charge. It's to the point now where, while I still make mistakes, I catch myself when I make them. Saying, sir, for example, is involuntary now. It naturally comes after yes without thinking. Sometimes I forget to ask permission to play with myself. That one I still have a hard time with, let's be real. But I'm getting better. If I forget that one, my punishment isn't too bad anyway. You're always very fair. Always so, so good to me, baby. That's another reason why you make me so smitten. You take care of me. Always making sure that what we do, I enjoy. That it's my choice to obey. Making sure it's always my choice not only satisfies you, because you want the pleasure of seeing me consciously make a decision to please you, because it turns me on just as much, but it makes me feel safe. It makes me feel cared for. I just want to make my baby happy. It makes me so, so dripping soaking wet to make my baby happy like that. If only you could see what you do to me, even when you're not in the room. I've made my way to the sliding glass door in the kitchen now, putting my hands against the glass. Remember when you left me sitting on the counter after edging me with your fingers and your tongue? Oh God, your tongue. I have to take a minute to tell you how much I love it when you lick my pussy. You know, you've done many things for me, but teaching me how to slow down and appreciate the build-up, the teasing, the drawn-out foreplay, as drawn-out as it can possibly be because you have an incredible amount of patience. It's just unbelievable. I was always so eager, and still am sometimes. So used to getting what I want as quickly as I want, being so demanding and greedy, that you spent a whole lot of time teaching me how to slow down. And you taught me by denying me over and over again, by taking me back to square one after I'd attempt to mount you, pushing me down firmly but not painfully, making me understand that I don't get to take. "That's not how this works, pet," you'd say. "Yes, sir, I understand." I'm tempted to misbehave on purpose sometimes just to feel you exercise your power over me, but I won't. Because it's not where the pleasure comes from. That's not us. I want to be taught. I want to learn and practice. And you want to show me. And I know you get a great deal of satisfaction from doing so, and seeing the resulting obedience. Thinking about your licking me and finger-fucking me on the counter, leaving me there, ordering me not to move. My legs still spread, the crotch of my panties pulled to the side to expose my pussy, one heel up on the counter. Do you remember that? I was pulsing, twitching, breathing hard. You held my face gently and told me to breathe slowly, to calm down. When you'd made sure I'd caught my breath, you walked away and opened the curtain, turning the light on in the dining room. My legs started trembling and I couldn't contain my soft whimpers and moans, knowing that anyone who walked by could see me half naked with my legs spread on the counter in plain sight. I hope you aren't getting too uncomfortable at work, love. You might have to go to a meeting or go check on another team. I'd hate for you to have to try and hide a throbbing erection you're keeping under your desk. Or maybe I'd like it. Plus, I know that you like it when I tease you. Because then you get to come home and use your pet however you'd like. Just like that time on the counter. It made me ache, desperate for your cock, so turned on being exposed to the public like that. I'd never know if anyone walked by, it was too dark outside. As you approached me, you started to undo your belt buckle. I whined and bit my lip. That sound, baby. It's like a Pavlovian response. Images flashing before my eyes of you binding my hands together with that same belt, or striking it across my ass as I'm bent over the edge of the bed, or around my neck, being pulled tightly as you're making me choke on your cock sitting on my chest. I go from aroused and needy to uncontrollably desperate. Oh, I start to beg, "Please, sir, please fuck me. Please, please, sir, I need your cock, I need it so badly, please, put it inside me." And I speak faster, and my breath quickens as you pull your cock out of your pants at the same slow pace, repeating "no" calmly over and over again, as I beg over and over again. You start stroking it, and I lift my hands off the counter a centimeter before catching myself and putting them back. You smile, having noticed that, and I'm fixated on your cock because it's glistening with pre-cum, and I can hear how wet it is when you stroke it, but you were fair. You told me I'd earned it, and it would make you very, very happy to fuck me because you like hearing your baby girl moan and making her scream your name, don't you? Do you remember what that sounded like? You took a few moments to watch me squirm before taking your hand off your cock and putting your fingers in my mouth so I could taste your pre-cum. God, it tastes so good. But watching me suck on your fingers turns you on quite a bit, so you decided you had enough of teasing your pet and wanted to use her. So you pulled me off the counter and turned me around, slapping my ass a few times, making me jump, and then pulling my panties down so they drop to the floor. You order me not to step out of them. You want them dangling around my ankles. You put your knee between my legs to encourage them apart and pushed my chest down to the counter. I started moaning and writhing, arching my back. Oh, and you sunk your cock into my pussy, feeling it stretch around you as you dug your fingernails into my hips, taking me there, fucking me as hard as you liked. I love it when you hold me down and fuck me like that, but I love it even more when, even in the throes of such filth and lust, you have to still take the time to make sure I understand what we are. You pulled me back by my hair and spoke breathlessly into my ear, not attempting to mask how good my pussy made you feel. Tell me what you are. To which I replied, you're a good little slut, sir. I'm your good little slut. And you told me again, say it again. This time you spoke firmer and a little bit louder. I could hear a growl underneath your words, and I obliged over and over again. Your slut, your pet, yours. Oh, I'm yours, sir, I'm yours. I belong to you. I'm your good little slut. Do you remember that? Just recalling these memories makes me want to sit in your desk chair and fuck myself with my fingers to the thought of you, to the smell of your cologne on your shirt. But I won't. Because you haven't given me permission today. Does that make you want me, sir? Does that make you proud of your sweet kitten? Pleased with your pet? I want you to come home, baby. I miss you. I hope you can focus for the rest of the day so you can get your work done on time and come home on time. Because I need you, and I'll be waiting on the floor of the lounge, so I'm the first thing you see when you open the door. Waiting for you, sir. Patiently, yours.